بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my dear brothers and sisters, let me begin with this hadith of رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم as my disclaimer. And the hadith is related by none other than Hudhayfa رضي الله عنه، Hudhayfa bin Yamam, one of the greatest of the Sahaba of Rasulullah ﷺ and one of his closest confidants. And he said that Rasulullah ﷺ said, "By him in whose hand is my life, you either enjoin good and forbid evil, or Allah will certainly soon send his punishment to you. Then you will make dua and it will not be accepted." And this is a hadith in Tirmidhi. I repeat, Hudhayfa bin Yamam radiallahu anhu, he said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "By him in whose hand is my life, you either enjoin good, amar bil maruf, and forbid evil, nahi anil munkar, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will certainly soon send his punishment to you. Then you will make dua and it will not be accepted." My brother and sister, this morning I got a message from, actually got two messages. I got one message from one dear friend of mine who said to me, talking about the corona, COVID-19 global crisis that is going on. He said to me, "Sheikh, I don't believe all this. I think all of this is fake and all of this is a conspiracy." So this was one message. And the other message was from another very dear friend of mine and my nephew as well. And he said to me, "It seems like," and he's talking from Hyderabad, he says, "It seems like the people of Hyderabad are saying, we have to die one day anyway, so what does it matter? कैसा भी मरते ना यारो क्या फ़र्क पड़ता?" और हैदराबादी भाषा, हैदराबादी ज़बान. My brothers and sisters, let me say once again. Now you might say, why did I begin with this hadith as a disclaimer? Because otherwise you might think that I am a sucker for punishment, that I love punishment. Well, I don't love punishment. But because I remember the hadith of Rasulullah ﷺ, and I don't want to be the one whose dua is not accepted. So, therefore, I stick my neck out and I try to advise people to be safe and to follow Islam properly as Rasulullah ﷺ taught us. Not with some false sense of bravado and not with some false idea of fatalism, but the actual Islam which Rasulullah ﷺ advised us to follow. And that is why I also made a couple of videos advising people to exercise every caution, advising people not to rush to the masajid, and not to rush to open the masajid, and even where the masjid is open, to ensure that you take every precaution, meaning sanitizing of the floor between two salawat, washing your hands, disposable musallas, maintaining social distance, meaning that the saf, you will not stand shoulder to shoulder, you stand 6 feet apart. And I made it very clear in those videos, and if you don't believe me, go look, watch the video again, that this is not my fatwa, I am not a mufti, I am not giving all these rulings, I am merely stating what all the ulama bodies in the world, wallah alam, maybe excepting one or two, but all the major ulama bodies in India, in Pakistan, in the Middle East, UAE, Saudi Arabia, Qatar, Oman, everywhere in the Middle East and all the ulama bodies in America and Americas, meaning in Canada, in the US, as well as in Europe, in the UK. All of them have given the same fatwa to say that they are not changing the law, they are not changing that henceforth there will be no need to stand shoulder to shoulder in Salah. The law has changed. They have not said that. They have said that because of this extreme emergency, because of actual danger to human life, number one, pray at home, especially if you are a high-risk person. Do not come to the masjid. Stay at home, self-quarantine, confine yourself to your home. Do not go out anywhere, not only to the masjid. Don't go out anywhere unless it is absolutely necessary. And that also applies to the masjid. The first thing they said is this. Second thing they said was that if you are going to the masjid, then the masjid has the responsibility to ensure that all the rules of safety are followed. Otherwise, shut the masjid down. Number three, they said that in the rules of safety, sanitizing of the floor of the masjid and everything, I mean, door handles, this, that, between two salahs, between one namaz and the other namaz, this is mandatory. Everyone in the masjid inside the building must wear a mask and keep that mask on the whole time. And wearing the mask means covering the nose and mouth completely, not having the mask under the nose. Then third thing they said was that the saf, everyone must stand in a way where there is 6 feet or 2 meters of clear space all around them. So it is not only the person next to you, but the next saf must be 6 feet behind you, not as we normally have. This is the fatwa of everybody. All I did was I conveyed this. So that is the second part. And then I also conveyed, again from the same fatwa, the hadith of Rasulullah ﷺ with specific reference to pandemics and epidemics, where he said that if you are in a place where there is a pandemic, then don't leave the place, don't go to another town, another country, another locality. Stay where you are. And if you are in a place where there is no pandemic, where there is no problem, then don't go to a place which has a problem. So this is the one part of the hadith. The second part of the hadith is Rasulullah ﷺ said that if you are in a place where there is a pandemic going on, then stay in your house, do not leave your house, stay inside, self-quarantine yourself. And then he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but that does not mean that you lose your aqidah, you lose your iman, you stay there believing that life and death is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Allah wants you to die, you will even die inside your house. But if you remain alive, if Allah has written for you that you will not die, then at the end of this whole pandemic and whatnot, you are alive and well, you did not suffer, but you will be given the daraja, the station, the position, the rank of a shaheed, a rank of a martyr, even though you haven't left your house, or rather because you did not leave your house. Now, what is this talking about? This is talking about not only being careful about protecting your life, but also being careful about protecting others. So people who walk around without masks and who walk around and who insist on gathering more than in the gathering in ways which are not prescribed, they are not just endangering themselves. They are endangering others potentially. And Islam prohibits you from doing that, because the number one principle in Islam is the protection of human life. So I put out these videos, to which I get some of these. Of course, on the videos, if you go there, you can see some comments. People have said, you have lost your iman. Since when did you become a mufti? I said, at least listen to the video fully. Then you won't have to ask these questions, because I never said I'm a mufti. Right? I'm only quoting the ruling of other muftis. So where is the question of saying, when did you become a mufti? I did not become mufti. I have no intention of becoming a mufti, you know, my whole life. My interest is not in fiqh anyway. It's in seerah. So my point is that I got all these, you know, nasty comments. I don't care. I mean, that's okay. But then I get these two states. One is to say that this is a fake. So my response to my brother was, whether you believe it's a fake or not, to date, as I'm speaking now, on the 26th of June 2020, 490,000 plus people, they discovered that COVID-19 is real, but the problem is that they are now 6 feet underground. So you want to become a statistic in that, that's your choice. Second thing I said to him was, I have one sister, one brother, and three nieces working in big hospitals here in America. I have another brother who runs a medical practice with 300 doctors. All of them, alhamdulillah, are muttaqun. They are Muslim and they practice Islam. They are not fools and they are not blind. And they all believe that this is very real. As far as I am concerned, that's all the evidence I need. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make me worthy of meeting Him when my time comes. COVID or something else doesn't matter. We all have to go, but COVID is real. That's what I know, and that is a matter of fact. It is not only a matter of belief. The other brother who sent me this thing saying, people are walking around as they want, and there is no, they are not practicing social distancing or wearing masks and all that, generally speaking. And this is really, I tell you, this is not just a question of one place. I am getting these kinds of messages and videos from many places in America, from Nigeria, from Pakistan, from India, from all over the place, right? People are just sort of, I can understand. You were locked down for a long time. It is very testing. It is not nice. You don't enjoy it. Nobody enjoyed it. But walk, and then people, when you ask people, what do they say? They say, oh, you know, we have to die one day anyway. So I said to this person, why don't you tell that person to try walking on water, right? Go find the nearest lake or well or sea and try walking on water. He said, oh, but I might drown. He said, of course you might drown, but who knows, right? One day you have to die anyway, right? So try walking on water. Jesus did it. So do it. My brothers and sisters, please. There is a limit to stupidity, right? Please understand that especially as Muslims, let us not do something which reflects badly on Muslims and badly on Islam. We know what happened with in India with the Markaz people, with Tablighi Jamaat in Delhi, right? What happened there and how it was used and how it was manipulated and what was the fallout and backlash on Muslims all over India is public news. We all know this. It's no point today sitting and saying, oh, but you know, this happened, that happened, people misused, people misquoted. Of course, they will do all of that. But the reality is that India opened liquor shops and, nobody says anything. Yes, nobody will say anything, right? Nobody will say anything. The point is that let us not put ourselves in the line of fire unnecessarily by behaving in ways which are completely insane. Please take precautions. Please maintain social distance. Please wash hands. Please sanitize. Please wear masks. Don't take unnecessary risks. And those who believe in conspiracy theories, let me ask you a very simple question. Really, it's so stupid. I feel stupid asking this question. Are you really saying that all the doctors, all the nurses, all the epidemiologists, all the medical and health professionals all over the world are collectively engaged in a falsification, in a fake and conspiracy to fool the whole world simultaneously, and 500,000 people have died in this process? You really believe this? Seriously, ask yourself this question. Do you really believe this? And if you really do believe this, then I suggest go and get a brain MRI done to ensure, just to see whether you have a brain, right? Because anyone, I can't understand. How can anybody actually believe this? Complete nonsense. My brothers and sisters, please, do not fool yourself And if you want to fool yourself, most welcome, but don't endanger other people, because your behavior doesn't reflect only on yourself, it reflects also on other people. It doesn't affect only you, it affects also other people. Please do not do that. Do not do that. Take precautions, stay safe. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect you from yourself more than anybody else. And as I said, the only reason I am sticking my neck out and saying this is because I care for you, because I would like to help you, and because I don't want to be held accountable before Allah to say that I did not do Amar bil Maruf because I was more concerned about my popularity with you. I'm not concerned with my popularity with you, period. Save this to say that I did not care about my popularity with you. If I ever stand for election, don't vote for me, right? But please, stay safe. Stay in your homes. Don't unnecessarily go out. Maintain social distance, wash your hands, wear masks, and then memorize this and repeat this 100 times to yourself every day. JazakumAllahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.